It's the Real Estate Podcast, brought to you by ANZ Home Loans for financial well-beings.
And welcome back to another episode of the Real Estate Breakfast as we cover the very latest in property news. We do that, of course, 7 days a week and right across the weekend. You'll hear us on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, as well as Amazon. And we are catching up with Nicola Powell, the Senior Research Analyst from Domain, who knows plenty about the property market. And good morning, Nicola. We're going to be having a look this morning at some of the forecast, the price forecasting that you did towards the end of last year, looking at how that may play out in our 2024 property year.
We certainly are. And look, I think everybody loves this. We all want to know what is going to happen. And look, it's really challenging to actually forecast property prices because our housing markets are very complex. And we have a complex model that actually takes many aspects of our housing market, both economic, both fundamentals of supply, demand, what we've seen historically in price movements. But interestingly as well, we also look at behavioral data. So what are people doing on Domain? Amalgamate it all together, and we create a forecast in price for both house and unit prices across our major capital cities and into regional Australia as well.
And perhaps we can start off with percentage growths around the country and where they may be.
So we are expecting actually prices to continue to rise across Australia. You know, we have forecast growth for Australia-wide house prices between 5 and 7% and for unit prices between 2 and 4%. So we are actually forecasting a slightly stronger rate of growth for house prices. And when you dive into the different capital cities, what we are anticipating is Sydney is going to lead price growth for houses between 7 and 9%. We've got a forecast growth in Brisbane and Adelaide between a 7 and 8% increase. And we're still expecting house prices in Perth to see fairly modest rates of growth this year, between a 6 and 7% growth. And I think what we've got to remember is we've got high interest rates. We have seen such a change in the cost of holding debt, but the conversation has morphed. We're now picking that the cash rate could be cut, you know, twice this year. And ultimately, while there are a lot of push-pull factors at play across our housing market, what we are expecting is a shortfall of housing supply, still strong rates of population growth are actually going to trump those high interest rates that we're currently seeing. And we are expecting prices to continue to rise. I think what I would say, though, is there is an element of affordability that's going to contain the pace of price growth. And if we start to see the cash rate being cut and we see, you know, multiple cuts in the cash rate, that could actually change the outlook and create a greater rate of price growth, create that spark and that momentum in our housing markets.
And the auctions are looking more busier out there, and people might be this weekend heading along to one of them to hopefully secure their dream property. However, price affordability is real. It's concerning for people, especially if they are in the likes of a Sydney or a Canberra. We know the regions are looking like an option for many people this year, all because of trying to buy into Australia's largest cities.
What's interesting is those cities are, you know, when you look at Sydney and Canberra, they are more expensive capital cities. And so I think that affordability aspect is something that's a real driver. And what that does is does steer demand towards more affordable property types. And even when you look over the last decade, you know, we've seen a higher level of unit supply over that period of time in Canberra. And what that has done is really changed the landscape of offering for units. So it's really, you know, it's been a game changer on what's on offer in terms of the types of property, the quality of the properties that are on offer in the ACT.
Yeah, the quality, as you say, in the ACT has been significant when it comes to pushing the prices up, especially in Canberra. And good morning if you are in Canberra, about to get ready after breakfast, perhaps heading out to look at a property. Nicola, great to catch up with you again. Enjoy your weekend. And as always, thanks for coming back onto the Real Estate Podcast.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Decode the property market with insider knowledge and insights to better navigate your real estate journey on The Real Estate Podcast.
And let's right now go to the UAE and to Mario Volpe in Dubai, who we have had on before on The Breakfast Real Estate. And Mario, good morning to you. You are in a very hot city, always sunny, but my goodness me, when it rains, things do change and change for the worse. What happened?
One of the things that we do talk about here is how hot it is, how lovely the weather normally is. But we obviously woke up to absolute storms, thunder, lightning, and in fact, weather warnings from the government to basically stay at home and to work from home. So when you buy a property here, you don't normally have to worry about guttering and down pipes and that kind of thing. But the one thing that Dubai doesn't have much of is drainage. So when it actually rains, there is a lot of standing water, which causes issues if you don't have a 4x4. So if you're driving your Lamborghini, then you might have a problem. But if you've got a 4x4, then no issues. You just drive straight through.
Yeah, I mean, I've mentioned this before. It is a bit of a concern, global warming, and whether or not there is going to be more rain events like this, because they never put them in. The pipes are not there. As you say, when it rains, especially heavy, it is just a swamp.
Yeah, but to put it into context, I mean, we have, you know, sort of 350 odd days of sunshine. And so those few days where obviously Mother Nature might give us a wash, as it were, it really, the chaos that ensues, yeah, it's just for one or two days. It's okay. And I don't think there's any plans in the future to really ease that, because it just happens so rarely. But what really is a bit annoying for people, especially those from the UK who have come over to Dubai for half term, and, you know, the weather's just terrible. There's no sunbathing going on today, I can assure you.
And the other thing that's really annoying is the alert.
That was terrible. I mean, I'd set my alarm, but the government don't trust the residents. So they set this alarm that went off at 6, and it was terrible. It wasn't even a soft alarm. It was just ringing in your ears, and you struggled to even turn it off. Basically, just telling us, weather warning. Yeah, we know that. Thanks very much. Definitely startled this morning and yesterday.
Okay, so they need to look at changing the alarm by the sound of it. And Mario, one of the events that takes place every year in the UAE is Comic-Con, and that is held in Abu Dhabi, and you're a bit of a fan of this, with thousands descending on it.
Yeah, thousands of people go. I mean, this is now my secret coming out. Real estate by day and sort of comic geek by night, as it were. Don't worry, I don't wear any capes, but there were some really, really good actors down. Temuera Morrison, who plays Boba Fett. In fact, there was a little bit of a Star Wars theme, because Oscar Isaac was there as well, who plays Poe Dameron in The Force Awakens and some of the Star Wars ones. But no, nice weekend. Very tiring, lots of walking, got my steps in, and as usual, spent far too much money. But I'm glad my wife can't hear this.
So do you line up and get those signatures? You're not going to sort of fess up to that, are you? You're just going to go, oh, no, don't do that.
Well, I am going to fess up to it, actually. I had a special ticket, which was it's called Ultimate VIP, which meant I didn't have to queue up at all. You literally just bring your items to the stars. You turn around, you have all these poor people. When I say poor, I don't mean poor in money. I just mean poor, what a shame, queuing up like real 30, 40 meters of people deep. And I just walk in, sign this, and walk out. And it's a ticket that money can't buy, really.
Yeah, and what did you get? What did you get in terms of signature?
Well, loads. I mean, I met Iñaki Godoy, who plays Monkey D. Luffy at The One Piece, which is on Netflix. A guy called Taz Skylar there. They had the voice actors of the Transformers, a guy called Peter Cullen and Frank Welker. One does Optimus Prime and the other one does Megatron. They had a lot of Japanese sort of manga and anime artists and creators. One who does Captain Tsubasa, which is a football one. I'm not into that, so I didn't meet meet him. And the last ones were the twins from Harry Potter, so Fred and George Weasley. There's something for everyone. I mean, it's a sight to behold. I normally go there and sell my collection, but this year I went just to buy some.
Mario was enjoying his Comic-Con. Well, I suppose we should talk a little bit about real estate. What do you think?
Yeah, why not? That's why the listeners here, they're not interested in what I got up to at the weekend, I'm sure.
Well, let's kick off, because I just had a look at some of the headlines over the last 10 days. Dubai real estate sector sees $2.7 billion of transactions this week. A real estate giant smashes all previous profits and revenue numbers. Dubai's Emaar Development announces $10.2 billion of property sales. Russell Kamar Real Estate, prices climb up to almost 19% in 1 year. Aldar Properties awarded $6 billion in contracts last year. Dubai recorded a massive $173 billion of real estate transactions last year. Is there little wonder that it's all positivity at the moment, Mario?
Yeah, I mean, it just goes on and on and on, isn't it? I mean, if you'd said that, you know, a couple of years ago, or should I say, whilst we were all in lockdown during COVID, and to say, look, in a couple of years, we're going to be writing headlines like this, people probably thought you'd be mad. Dubai is a city of records, or at least wanting to break records. So it doesn't surprise me in the slightest. What does surprise me, however, Craig, is the frenetic pace of it all. With that, obviously, comes a word of caution because, you know, obviously what goes up has to come down. And I guess the question now is, you know, when will Dubai run out of steam? Will it run out of steam? I mean, if the population continues to grow, then obviously this story will continue. But it can't carry on like this forever. There has to be a period of pause. There has to be a period where the market catches its breath. Spring is always a very busy time for the Dubai real estate. We've got Ramadan coming up in March, followed then by Eid. But Ramadan is a funny month as well, in the sense that sometimes it's like quite quiet because everybody is fasting, and sometimes the property market just carries on unabated.
And probably a good place to leave it, Mario. Enjoy your weekend. And we should say, for those people travelling into the UAE, perhaps going to Dubai from Australia, make sure that you pack your gumboots just in case it rains.
For sure. Yes. Yeah. So stay safe, everybody. Come and have a bit of rain. We give that away too.
We unpack all the important stuff so you're better informed. Know your property with us on The Real Estate Podcast.
So in terms of the way the industry is regulated, perhaps first off, Veronica, talk to that for our real estate audience so that we can better understand some of the processes in place.
Yes, it's become a bit fashionable to become a buyer's agent. And, you know, it's good on one hand, but it's actually could be quite diabolical for consumers on another. And why I say that is because our regulators and the licensing regime hasn't seemed to have cottoned on to the risks associated to consumers with working with buyer's agents that aren't that experienced or don't have that greater depth of knowledge. Some jurisdictions require zero work experience. You can just basically get licensed, get a diploma and bang, set up shop, and you've never worked a day in real estate in your life and all of a sudden you're a buyer's agent.
We connect you to the best real estate information across Australia. The Real Estate Podcast.